show them to all. Today's office of Yerushalayim, Maaseh Daf Chaf Tes, and we are starting Chaf Ches Amud Beis on the bottom with the brand new halacha, halacha Dalid, and the Vilna Sura Sadaf. It's all the way at the end of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam Zahar Basar Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Ta'in Hashem Ez Bechatzer, a fig tree which is in a chatzer, Oichel Achazachas Upatr, he's allowed to eat one by one, and he's Patr from Maisris, Fim Sirev Chayev. However, if he combines two of them, so then he's Chayev. And even though we know a chatzer is Kaveh from Maisir, since when he picks them one by one, it's not Gemar Malacha, they're Patr from Maisir, unless of course he picks two, so then that's Gemar Malacha. Reb Shimon says, Achaz Minav, Achaz Bismav, Achaz Bafiv, he could even have one in his right hand, one in his left hand, and one in his mouth, and that's still not a Kaveh from Maisir. Another din, all Rosha Malachik of Eichel. If he climbs to the top of the fig tree, so he can fill his stomach with figs and eat as much as he wants without having to take off Maisir, because he's in a totally separate Rishos, even though he's technically in the Chatzar, since he's way above the Chatzar on the top of the tree, there's no Kaveh for Maisir. Chavta someone off on top of the Mishnah continues, Gafen Shino Tuba Chatzar, we have a great family that's in a Chatzar, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the situation is. Neutalis Kola Eshkol, he can take an entire cluster of grapes and eat it, and there's no kvias for Maestris. Vachin Berimoin, same thing with a pomegranate, Vachin Bavatiach, same thing with a melon, he can eat the whole thing without a kvias for Maestris. Tiv Reb Tarfin, that's Reb Tarfin says, or is Reb Kiva, and Reb Kiva argues and says, Megagar Be'eshkol, he can only take one grape at a time, Uparet Berimoin, he has to take one pomegranate seed at a time, Vesefis Bavatiach, and he has to cut off one piece of melon at a time, and he's not allowed to eat the whole thing at once. Another din, Kuzbar Shiz Ruba Chatzer, coriander which is planted in a Chatzer, Makartim Allah, Ve'eichel, he could cut off leaf by leaf and eat it like that without being chayv and meiser. However, if you combine them, chayv son is chayv. Another din say of a is of a kronish of a chatzer, all these different plants, which usually grow out in the wild and are hefker, if they're growing in a chatzer, so im hayunishmarin, if he watches them, he guards them, he makes sure that no one ruins them, clearly showing that he wants them and he's not being mafka them, chayav and so they're chayv and meisres. Another din, tain ishiyam etz b'chatzer, a fig tree which is in a chatzer, v'noita legina, but its branches are over the gina, which is not considered the chatzer. So eichel k'tarku pater, he could eat like regular from the tree and he's pater, because we go busser where the branches are, and the branches are not in the chatzer. However, I met this begin of another chatzer. Let's say it's in the garden, but its branches are leaning into the chatzer. So then oichel achas achas, he's only allowed to eat them one by one, vim tzireif, and if he combines two, chayev son is chayev. Another din regarding a tree that's in one place, leaning over into another. This has nothing to do with our din of kvias for maestras. I met this ba'aretz v'noita b'chutz la'aretz. Let's say the base, the trunk of the tree, is in Eretz Yisrael, and its branches are leaning over into chutz la'aretz. I met this b'chutz la'aretz v'noita la'aretz. Or the base, the trunk of the tree, is in chutz la'aretz, and the branches are leaning into Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, the fruits on the tree, are they chayv in meiser, or are they considered to be growing in chutz la'aretz, so they're pater meiser? And the answer is, hakol alechachar ikar, everything goes after the base of the tree, because that's where they get their nourishment from, so it's only if the base is in Eretz Yisrael, are the fruits going to be chayv in meiser. Another din, when we're dealing with a bias in the ir chayma, a house in a walled city, we know that if a person sells such a house, he can buy it back within the year, and if he doesn't, then by yovel, it's owned by the person who bought it, hakol alechachar ikar, everything goes after the base of the tree. Another din, ba'ari miklat, we're dealing with an ir miklat, the city of refuge, hakol halachachar knife, everything goes after the branches. So we know that if a person kills by accident, b'shaygig, he runs to an ir miklat, one of these cities of refuge, and he's safe. And once he gets right to the border and there's a tree, the base of the tree being outside, but the branch of the tree being inside, or vice versa, what do we do? So the Mishnah says, hakol halachachar knife, everything goes after the branches of the tree, and really the Gemara explains that everything also goes after the branches of the tree. Namely, if the base, the trunk of the tree, is outside the ir miklat, but the branches are leaning into the ir miklat, even if they're oitseach, this person who killed b'shaygig is by the base of the tree, which means physically he's outside the ir miklat, it's still considered like he's inside, and the gaol adam is not allowed to kill him. And lastly, one more din, ubi Yerushalayim, and we're dealing with Yerushalayim, we'll explain this in a moment, akal chachar knife, everything goes after the knife. And this has to do with Maaser Sheni. We know that one's not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and one's not allowed to be paidit once he's inside Yerushalayim. And so over here, the din is the same. If the base of the tree is outside and the branches are inside, and he's at the base of the tree, he's already considered inside Yerushalayim, and is not allowed to be paidit as Maaser Sheni anymore. And we have a chumra on the flip side as well. If the base is in Yerushalayim and the branches are outside, just like if he was under the branches, he can't eat his Maaser Sheni because he's physically outside Yerushalayim. So too, when he's at the base of the tree, he's not allowed to eat, even though he's physically in Yerushalayim, because it's considered like he's by where the branches are, which are outside Yerushalayim. And now the Gemara explains this din that a person is allowed to pick one fig at a time, and it's pater from Maaser. Tani Braisa says, Nosan lo yishos lefatzei aba pam rishayna shni ushlishes. The fellow is given time to squish the fig once, twice, and three times. When a fig is picked off the tree, it's more tasty if he squishes it three times. It's kind of like pressing it and mushing it, getting the juices flowing, and he's allowed to do so when picking the fig off the tree, and he's not chayv in meiser. So we have further clarification. Chavtas on base on top. Reb Yehuda says b'shem Reb Zeira she'im liket sashnia b'sech kidei shows harishayna nitbalu shteyan, that if he had picked one fig and then he picked the second one within the amount of time that it takes to squish the first one three times, so both of them are considered tevel because it's considered like he picked them together. And that's because we just said that when he picks a fig from the tree, he's not going to eat it right away. He's going to first squish it three times and only then eat it. And there therefore, if he picks another fig within the squishing period, it's as if he picked both of them at the same time. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked the following question: Zarkas or Yishayna Lamal Me'aver Asara? Let's say he threw the first fig that he picked above 10 tefachim, so that's considered in a different rishos, and lo yispika leir lamata me'aver asara, it didn't come down yet to within 10 tefachim, ad shalikat hashniya, until he picked the second one, nitblu shteyan. Do we say that both of them are tevel, or do we say that no, since it was in a different rishos when he picked the second one, it's considered to be like he picked them at two separate times, and there's no tziruf, and we don't have an answer to this question. Now going to the next sheet, Rav Shimon Omer v'chulu, Rav Shimon had said that he can even take one fig in his right, one fig in his left, and one fig in his mouth, and there's still no kvias for ma'isras. Now Rav Blaz Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Blaz, the son of Rav Shimon, says shalosh b'minoy v'shalosh b'smayoy v'shalosh b'fiv, he's allowed to have three in his right, three in his left, and three in his mouth, and there's no kvias for ma'isras. And now we explain this, Rav Blaz Rav Shimon, aliday dehava achlan hava mishar gar mekein, according to Rav Blaz Rav Shimon, since he's eating these figs, that's how he's estimating his eating. In other words, for this person, it's totally normal to eat three figs at one time, and therefore it's considered like everybody else's one fig, and that's why he's allowed to have three in the right, three in the left, and three in his mouth, and it's not considered kvias for ma'isras. Now we have a similar story with Reb Blaz Reb Shimon and eating. Reb Blaz Reb Shimon ozla gabei Reb Shimon Reb Yosi bar Lakunya chamoy. Reb Blaz Reb Shimon went Reb Shimon Reb Yosi bar Lakunya, who was his father-in-law, and have a mazaglev ushasi mazaglev ushasi. His father-in-law was pouring him a cup of wine, and he drank the whole thing at once, and then he poured him another cup of wine, and he drank the whole thing at once. So Amrlei, his father-in-law asked him, loy shamas min avuch kama adam tzarich ligmas bekais. You didn't hear anything from your father, Reb Shimon? How many swallows a person's supposed to drink a cup in? So Amrlei, Reb Blaz Reb Shimon told him, kamais shehi. If the wine is as is, it's undiluted, achas. So you drink it in one shot. But sign in, if it was diluted with cold, shtayim, so you could drink it in two shots. And bechamin, if it was diluted with warm, shalosh, you drink it in three shots. However, v'loish yerach chachamim loy b'yein chashu nae. The chachamim did not give this shear regarding your wine, dear father-in-law, because it's very tasty. And v'loy b'kais cha, not with your cup, shu katan, because you give a small cup. And v'loy b'kreisi, not with my stomach, shi rechava, it's very wide. Reb Blaz Reb Shimon was known to be quite a large person and eat a lot, and so he's telling his father-in-law that since I drink a lot, I don't have to keep to these shiurim that the Chum said, because that's regarding regular people. And we see this very similar to what Reb Blaz Reb Shimon had said before regarding figs. Now, once we're on the topic of Reb Blaz Reb Shimon, we have a story about him. We have to have somewhat of an introduction. Reb Blaz Reb Shimon was employed by the government to find out who the terrible criminals and ganavim were and report them back so they could be arrested and most probably killed. And so now we begin. V'haver Bishu Makarcha Tzavachlei. Reb Bishu Makarcha was yelling at Reb Blaz Reb Shimon, Chalabar Chamra, your vinegar, the son of wine. Your father's considered wine, which is fantastic. It's a great drink, and vinegar is obviously no good. So you're considered like vinegar because of this job that you have. Why are you telling another yidden? So Amalei, Reb Blaz Reb Shimon asked him, Lama Tzavachli Ken? Why are you yelling at me like this? What's the problem with what I do? So Amalei told him, Ada Arkes V'Azaz L'Chal Ludkiya, you're right. Maybe I'll pee halacha what you're doing is okay, because anyway, we have to take these people out of Klal Yisrael. They're doing terrible things, and the government should take them and punish them. However, you shouldn't be doing such a job, and the only way to get away from such a job is to run all the way to Ludkiya so that the king can't tell you to do such a thing. So Amalei, Reb Blaz Reb Shimon responded, V'loy Kaitzim Kasichin Kasachti, am I not cutting down thorns that need to be removed? These people are thorns that have to be taken out of Klal Yisrael, and I'm doing a good job finding out who they are and telling the government about them, so what's wrong with what I'm doing? So Amalei, Reb Shimon Kacha responded to him, V'loy Hav L'cha Leilich L'Saif Ha'aylam L'Haniach Balagino Shiyakatz Kaitzav, shouldn't you go to the end of the world and just leave the owner of the garden to take out his thorns? In other words, Reb Shimon Kacha is repeating himself that maybe you're right, halachically what you're doing is okay, and these people have to be removed because they're considered like thorns in a garden. But why are you the one to do the job? You're such a special person, the son of a special person, and therefore you should really leave the owner of the garden to do the job. Who's the owner of the garden? That's Hashem. And so you should run far away so that the king cannot force you to do it, and it's better that way. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.